Big Pharma versus the generics.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, hello, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update for Thursday, the 11th of April. And today, the Swiss drug maker Roche raised its outlook thanks to strong sales of Tamiflu and some new cancer drugs. Meanwhile, Massachusetts-based Biogen IDEC is hoping its new multiple sclerosis drug, Tecfidera, which was just approved by U.S. regulators, will be its golden ticket before generics swoop in to compete. The company's CEO, George Skangos, joins me now to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with this new MS drug that you guys have just come out with. How much money and work did it take to come up with this, to develop this drug?
Well, Tecfidera was in development for over 10 years and several hundred million dollars. I actually don't know the exact amount. As you know, we had it approved recently, and we're very optimistic about this drug and its ability to provide substantial help for large numbers of MS patients.
And when you're developing a drug like this, do you put all of your eggs in that basket, or do you have multiple drugs that you're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on over the course of 10 years?
We have multiple drugs simultaneously because the chances of any one drug being successful are very small. So Tecfidera had very good results in two phase 3 trials. We have two other drugs for hemophilia. We have yet a fourth drug, a new drug for, again, for MS. It's unusual to have four successes like that in a row. It's a risky business, and so we've done well recently.
Now, the price you guys have set for Tecfidera is about $55,000 a year per patient, and I wonder how you arrive at that cost.
Yeah, look, when we determine a cost for our drug, we take into account a lot of different factors. We try and be moderate. That price is below some of the competitive drugs, even though we think Tecfidera represents a very good value proposition. So it's a complicated process with a number of different factors.
And how long do you think it would take to make up your cost of R&D with selling this drug?
The investment occurs over a long period of time. To make that investment worthwhile, given the risk, the drug has to be on the market for a substantial period of time. And I think that's why it's so important to have periods of exclusivity to allow the innovator companies to make back their return.
So I ask you all of these questions because, of course, the next thing that's going to happen is some generic is going to copy this, right?
Eventually, that's true. We believe we have good intellectual property protection to protect this drug for several years. Frankly, if that weren't the case, it wouldn't make sense to bring it onto the market. I think intellectual property protection, data exclusivity are very important to us as a company, to the whole industry, if we want a continued flow of innovative new drugs.
It's a strong argument, but of course, the other side of that, and this is something we've been covering, especially with this recent court case in India, is that, generics make more drugs available to more people. How do you counter that as a drug maker, that it's more important for you to have the money to do the R&D that you need to do to invent the drugs than it is to make that drug available to as many people around the world as possible?
I don't think it's an either or. I think there's room for both kinds of drugs. Innovative drugs, where companies spend hundreds of millions of dollars over a decade or longer, with a fairly good chance that they will fail, have to provide a return to the company or in its investors, or the company wouldn't make that investment and we wouldn't have new drugs. That period of exclusivity shouldn't go on forever. We have good patent laws here and in Europe and all developed countries so that eventually that exclusivity expires and the drugs become generic and cheaper.
How do you come up with these names like Tecfidera? Couldn't we come up with a drug name that's just easy to say and pronounce and read?
Look, naming drugs is a very complicated process. The name has to be approved by the FDA. It has to be approved by the European authorities. So the number of names that are acceptable is actually quite small, and we had many names rejected by the regulatory agencies, and we finally settled on Tecfidera.
What was one of the rejected names?
Oh, I'm not going to go into all the rejected names now. I don't even know if I'm allowed to do that.
Well, George Skangos, CEO of Biogen IDEC, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Sure. Thanks for your interest. I appreciate it.
And we talked about a whole lot more, including Obamacare. You can find the full interview at marketplace.org.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
The ongoing drought in this country has led to some water wars between farmers, industries, and cities. Farmers in New Mexico have just voted to make a priority call on water resources. Marketplace's Adrian Hill explains.
I'm simplifying here. Water rights in the western states are first come, first served. Holly Doremus is an environmental law professor at UC Berkeley.
The idea is that the people who are using it first, they get the first call on the water that there is.
Making a priority call says, I was here first. I want my water. Ronald Kaiser is a water rights expert at Texas A&M University.
And it's the mechanism to allocate water during times of shortage. So there's no share and share alike. There's no reasonable use. The allocation of water is based on first in time, first in right.
There's a problem with these rules. They're old. In a lot of cases, they promise water to farmers before cities. For that reason, Kaiser guesses they're going to change.
I think what's going to happen is the legislature will not let cities go dry.
But he thinks it'll be tension-filled, politically and legally. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, there is a new program called Course Smart that allows teachers to track their students' progress with digital textbooks. According to the New York Times, the software tells teachers when students are skipping pages or not opening the book at all. Well, I'm going to go ahead and come clean right now. I definitely missed a few pages in my trigonometry textbook, maybe more than a few, maybe, well, a lot of them. Anyway, in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.